Hi there, welcome back to the Football Spy Show, sponsored by our friends at Renovans, and let's get straight into our first transfer roundup. We start with some news coming out of Spain because the Spanish Daily Marca report today that Tottenham have entered the race to sign the Valencia star Juan Mata. Liverpool are interested. Arsenal are the only club to have made a bid so far. The player says he wants to stay at his club, but it's so early in the transfer window that doesn't really mean anything. As far as Spurs are concerned, their lack of Champions League football could count against them, but they do have European football in the shape of the Europa League, so maybe Mata might yet have a look. Just sticking with Spurs, and they keep in France here, they're going to bid around about £6 million for the forward Mbe Niang. He's 16 years old. He plays for the French club Ken, but he's got a big reputation. He only made his debut at the end of last season, but he scored 3 goals in 4 starts. Across London, more bad news for Arsenal with Cesc Fabregas on his way, and Manchester United understood to be ready to make their move for Samir Nasri any day now. Remember, he's got just a year left on his contract. Arsenal trying to persuade him to stay, but United want to give him the chance to win things now rather than in the future. Watch that particular space. Spin you through a few more. As always, you can go to the Mirror Football website to get details of Roberto Mancini's claim that Manchester City have ended their pursuit of the Udinese star Alexis Sanchez. Sky Sports reporting that Sunderland lead Liverpool in the race to sign the Ipswich striker Connor Wickham. They had an £8 million bid rising to £12.5 million, accepting he should have a medical today. If Liverpool are going to do something, they'd better do it quick. The Times say that Bolton have told Arsenal they want the promising young defender Ignacy Miquel as part of any deal for the £17 million defender Gary Cahill. The Sun say that Arsenal are looking at the 25-year-old Inter Milan keeper Emiliano Viviano to give Wojciech Szczesny some competition for his place next season. And the Sun also say that Sean Wright Phillips wants to quit Manchester City for Bolton this summer. Time for your messages, and with the news that Chelsea have been linked with both the Barcelona forward David Villa and the Porto striker Falcao, I asked you yesterday which of the two you would prefer, and you really have surprised me. Personally, I'd go for David Villa all day long. He's proven at the very highest level, but all of you seem to fancy Falcao. Dr. Pepper in Vancouver says Falcao because Villa wouldn't fit into the aggressive style of the football in the Premier League. Tic-tac Young Yum says much prefer Falcao, prolific striker, only 25, cheaper than David Villa, who'd be a waste of money when Falcao would come in. For £25 million, you've got reserve money for other players. Fichardo says that Falcao because he's much younger. And Sizzler says here, we want a player in top form, and that's Falcao. That's just a taste of the many emails that we've been receiving and posts on YouTube and Mirror Football. Keep them coming on that particular debate. Now, instead of our usual European roundup, we've got something different for you. Lots of you have been asking about the Lille winger Gervinho and whether he's still going to Arsenal. Well, we've got a Football Spy exclusive for you, because here he is taking a last look around his home in France and dropping a very big hint as to what his future plans are.
Je m'appelle Gervinho, footballeur international ivoirien, Ivory Coast. Mon anglais il est nul, mais je vais apprendre bientôt.
Mais il faut.
J'ai encore 3 mois pour l'Angleterre, donc je vais apprendre.
Secret.
Ok, dis-nous. Moi je pense que j'avais vu. Bah il fait mieux, on parle du jardin là.
Ouais.
Il y a un jardin derrière, il y a. La cuisine. Ici c'est qu'on appelle ça boisson. Voilà. Ici c'est un peu légumes, tout. Ouais. Grand cuisine.
C'est faux. C'est faux. C'est
faux. Bah, le tennis, c'est saignant. Après ici, piscine, un peu de ça de muscu.
Ouais.
Bon. Merci d'être venu, et c'est un plaisir pour moi, et j'espère à la prochaine à Londres. Bye bye.
The France winger Gervinho coming to a Premier League ground near you very soon. Some quick ones for you before we go. And on the Mirror Football website, Galatasaray ready to bid again for Didier Drogba at Chelsea. They want to pair him with the Bolton striker Johan Elmander. He joins on a free on July the 1st. Drogba is interested. The Daily Mail said that Chelsea monitoring developments with Sergio Aguero after his advisors held talks with Atletico Madrid to try and get the striker's release clause reduced from £42 million to £32 million. Remember, VSPO has only just been unveiled at Chelsea this morning. All the papers report that Alex McLeish at Birmingham having a real go at trying to sign the City keeper Shay Given. He'd be a good signing for them. Stoke have been told by Chelsea it would take £20 million to sign Daniel Sturridge. £20 million is that good? I'm not so sure. And back to the Sun, as City striker Emmanuel Adebayor has told PSG, who want to sign him, "I'm not the Man U for you." I'm sure you can see what they did there. Keep your competition entries coming in, as well as your tweets, your emails and your questions. The Football Spy Show is back with you tomorrow. I'll see you next time.